gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown? Oh, 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 oh. Tell me why. I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays. I wanna shoot.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Jonathan Scott with Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio. A happy Monday to you, Las Vegas.
Do you have any idea where you are right now?
Yes. Yes, I'm on NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM, KBAT 920.
And how long have you been here?
Minutes.
Yeah.
90 seconds.
90 seconds, but it's enough time just to get ready enough to introduce you.
Hi, how are you?
My co-host, Jeffrey with a G.
Howdy. Hey, hi.
Your full name, Jeffrey with a G, line one, go ahead.
What's up, Johnny? How are you?
We've got plenty to talk about. We've got the Home Run Derby tonight. We've got NBA Summer League going on. Joining us in studio, sportscaster Amal Shaw.
Hey, how are you guys? Good to be with you.
Welcome back, Amal.
Thank you.
Amal's been with us off and on for years now, it seems. Like probably like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been to all of our studios.
Yeah, well, we've been at this one for a while now. Also joining us, headliner at the Golden Nugget Hotel and Casino on Fremont Street. Tuesdays and Wednesday nights, 8 o'clock, my friend. Mr. Clint Holmes.
Always great to have you in studio.
How'd you get him?
Begged and pleaded the usual way.
I know a guy.
I got a guy. I got a guy. I got a guy.
You need a guy. Got a guy.
So what's been happening in the world of sports, first of all, this weekend?
Unbelievably, I tried going to a summer league game on Saturday, Celtics-Lakers, and couldn't get a ticket. 15,000 strong at Thomas & Mack. The cheapest tickets were $200.
Is it about, how much is about Alonzo Ball?
It was all about Alonzo Ball, no doubt about it. And listen, I like the kid, but come on, you're going to pack out 15,000 people? I realize we're a heavy Laker fan city.
I think it's a combination of several things. I spoke to his dad, actually, and I said to him, I said, you know what?
Damn.
I got to give you credit because there's no way we are selling out. Friday night I was there. They played against Sacramento.
Clippers,
thank you. Yeah. Clippers. It was a very crowded game. But the thing is, you look at the crowd that was there, it was simply because of the hype. Granted, we are a Laker town. A lot of people come in. A lot of people don't have access to going to see an NBA game. This is a great opportunity.
And obviously, the Celtics-Lakers rivalry is legendary.
And not only that, if you are a basketball fan, you get to see so many great rookies for $20.
Right.
I mean, you
or
can't
$200.
Beat it. Well, yeah, if you paid that price, exactly. But, I mean, it was really a neat opportunity for a lot of people that are locally based here. Now, the one thing is you had to get there fairly early.
Yeah, I was blown away. 15,000 people, that's a lot of people for a summer league game. And,
well, the Celtics are kind of like the Cubs of the NBA to me. By that, I mean there's a whole lot of people who don't live in Boston who love the Celtics.
Oh, I
because
see.
Of
yeah,
the
yeah.
There's a whole lot
because
of people
they've been
who
watching it
in Chicago who love the Cubs.
But same thing for Yankee fans.
Yeah.
I think Clint's point is extremely well made because if you go back to the 60s, even though the Celtics weren't great in the 70s and the 80s, because of their lineage and so many people from the East Coast spread out right. West, I think you make a very good point.
See?
Who won the game?
See, Jeffrey?
Who knows?
Celtics.
That was Boston, I know. They came back. They were down 15, actually.
Down 15, Celtics win.
Yeah.
And no one's talking about the number 3 pick in the draft, who is lighting up the summer league, Mr. Tatum.
Well, you know what's funny? I do a lot of radio shows, and one of the things is I talked about, I said Jason Tatum has the potential, him and De'Aaron Fox. De'Aaron Fox was my favorite point guard.
I love him.
I've been touting him since early December. You can't teach that kind of quickness.
I saw a documentary on that kid. He is unbelievable, and he's a great kid.
Oh, absolutely. There's no kidding. And look, his talent and Tatum, they both have the potential to be franchise players moving down the road. I know everyone likes Markelle Fultz and Lonzo Ball, but I'm not sure. There's going to be a lot of pressure on Ball. Mm-hmm. And you know what? It's easy to play in summer league, but when you get to Los Angeles and you've got microphones in your face and the Lakers, let's be honest, and people don't talk about this. You mentioned the Yankees and the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
But the Los Angeles Lakers from North America are the most prominent sports franchise globally. They're the biggest brand globally.
Really?
Well, think about this. Baseball,
more so than the Yankees or the Cowboys?
No, nobody knows the Cowboys outside of North America. When you go to Europe, people know basketball and they know soccer. They know who the Lakers are. They don't know who the Yankees are. Trust me. Do you think more people
screw Europe.
Well, my point is...
Thanks, John.
Thanks for jumping in.
Look at the popularity of Kobe Bryant globally. Do you think Derek Jeter or Troy Aikman are more popular than Kobe?
No.
Then my point is the Lakers are a global brand, and you're playing for the most prominent franchise in the NBA.
Debatable.
There's no debate, my friend.
I'll say the Celtics are.
I'll say the Knicks. Never mind.
I'm saying the Bulls. I still see Michael Jordan jerseys around.
That's what I'm saying. That's my point.
Well,
basketball is a global sport.
I mean, Jordan surpasses everyone in terms of...
But I get
of...
it. LeBron is worldwide, huge.
People know LeBron more than do Tom Brady or Derek Jeter. Yeah.
Agreed. Although, I like Tom Brady. He's pretty good.
How about Mike
Not
Brady?
Bad.
Carol Brady?
I'm really enjoying watching this kid, Tatum. He's unbelievable. And a lot of people thought the Celtics are going to take Josh Jackson at that number three spot. And I like what Danny Ainge did with Tatum. I think that's they say he's the most NBA-ready player coming out of the draft.
Oh, wow. He's a forward. He's a small forward.
He's like 6'8"?
Yeah, he's not 6'8". I'm sick of the NBA listing these guys at 6'8". Some of these guys wouldn't be 6'8" if they were standing on the LA County phone book, okay?
If you look at Kevin Durant, he says he's 6'9". That guy's 7 feet all day.
No, he is, but it's funny. De'Aaron Fox is listed at 6'4". I'm standing next to De'Aaron Fox in the pregame. I'm like, come on, man, I'm 6'2". There's no way you're 6'4". You know, it's like Steve Nash, all my years, it was listed at 6'2 in Dallas. This guy was 5'11 on a good day.
Well, they all look like that to Jeffrey.
Yes, exactly.
Don't you worry about me, Johnny.
Don't worry about that height.
I'm not worried.
About that height. So it was tough over the weekend, but I think there's tickets available for tonight and tickets, during the week. I think it was
You won't have an issue going forward. I was blown away by how many people came out for that game.
I didn't remember if you could bet on it last year.
No, you've been able to bet on it for a number of years.
Yeah, we've been participating for 5 years now, and I don't remember betting on it. But there's games going on right now. The Hawks are playing the Bulls. Heat's playing the Wizards. And then 3 o'clock, the Nets and the Pelicans. And then 3:30, Rockets, Suns. 5 o'clock, Nuggets, Raptors. 5:30, Warriors and Cavaliers.
Ooh.
Yeah.
If it were real.
Exactly.
Well, that's the thing. Clint, we've been going for years as well.
I should still try to go. I'm going to still try to go.
Absolutely. You see this great young talent before anyone else gets to see them, really.
Yeah.
And not only the best part about that is it's at Thomas and Mack and Cox Pavilion, which you can walk to. They're about 150 feet apart. And if you're at Cox Pavilion, you're sitting in like a high school gym. So you have the chance to see these guys at an NBA game.
At
an NBA game, you'd have to pay several hundred dollars, even if you could get those tickets.
Yeah.
Here, you can get them for like $20. And if you come in quickly, you can get great seats.
That's a good point. And you get to see some really good talent.
Yeah. I love it when we go.
And there's some other good type of talent there, too. But
How has Fox been doing so far in the summer league with Phoenix?
Fantastic. First game, he had like 19 points. I think 6 assists, 5 rebounds. He was off the charts. I mean, I saw a pass. I was standing under the basket. He made a play, and I didn't see it completely in the live action. I saw the replay. I was like, wow, this kid sees the floor. He knows what's going on. It was a beautiful play. He actually faked out his own player and threw it to another guy on his team. It was great.
That's wild, man. This kid is so fast with the ball. It's ridiculous.
In a non-related story,
nice
the
transition.
Bulls score 3 in the first Pamplona run. The Bulls
Gore
are running.
Three. Huh? Gore 3?
Yeah.
Well, here's the story.
Running the Bulls in Pamplona?
Yeah. I have to pull it. Two Americans and a Spaniard were gored Friday during the first running of the Bulls of this year's San Fermín Festival. Medical officials in the northern Spanish city of Pamplona said a 46-year-old Spanish man was undergoing surgery for serious injuries to his head and his leg after he was gored and then tossed by a bull. Hospital officials have said the Americans had been gored as well during the run, but there are injuries in the abdomen for a 35-year-old man and in the scrotum for a 29-year-old weren't considered serious.
Nothing says vacation
in the scrotum, and it's not considered serious?
Yeah, good goring in the scrotum.
Is that or the Bahamas?
Wow. I'm just in pain listening to that report.
Yeah, right?
Well, wait a minute. We haven't talked, and I know we have Home Run Derby and a lot of great things to talk about. I want to talk about Wimbledon. Did you see the Nadal match today?
Here you go. Yeah, I didn't leave that out.
Nadal is out.
Yeah. What a match.
Nadal lost today.
He lost the first two sets. He came back and won the next two.
And the tiebreaker was like 15-13?
15-13, I believe.
Unbelievable.
The fifth set's not a tiebreaker.
Right.
You have to win by two. Trust me, that's why I look like I have no sleep, because I watched the entire 4-hour and 48-minute match.
You always look like that.
Did you watch it overnight or this morning?
No, I watched it live. I get up at 3:30 in the morning to watch. This is one of my favorite sports.
Gotcha.
Okay. I get home at 3:30, so.
Do you live on a farm?
I do.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure. I just didn't realize why anybody else would get up at 3:30.
No, I said I get home at 3:30.
Oh, I just said you get up at 3:30.
Okay. Now, Joker, it was still in it? And Murray?
Nadal's the first of the top four guys that's out. Federer's in.
Joker's match
now.
It was delayed because he was on court one behind Nadal, so the match got pushed to 4 a.m. Pacific time tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Tomorrow.
Yes. Okay. He'll take on Adrian Manarino of France. So, unfortunately for Joker, he's going to have one less day of rest compared to everybody else.
That's true, going to the next round.
Yes.
Why couldn't they play it indoors tonight?
Because they're not that smart.
Okay.
And
would have started at 9 o'clock, which is a U.S. Open night match.
Exactly.
Well, I know Clint's a big tennis fan, but and I was watching a little bit of Federer yesterday, and he's
looking great.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible to watch,
as always. Yeah. Well, look, we got Coco Vandeweghe is still in.
Kiki's daughter.
Niece.
Oh, niece. Oh, sorry.
Kiki's niece, really good athlete, and of course Venus is still in it.
We got Kiki and Coco.
Kiki, Coco, and Venus.
I think Coco's
sounds
got
like the Sugar Pops.
Legitimate shot at this thing.
Yeah.
I mean, she's playing outstanding. She played a tough opponent in Wozniacki today.
Yeah, sure.
Did a great job of handling
her. She beat Wozniacki?
Yeah, she only got served broken once, which on the women's side is really impressive, and a straight set winner, so give her a lot of credit.
By the way, can we tip our hat to Roger, who just continues to amaze? He swept through today 6-4, 6-2, 6-4 over a very good 13 seed in Dimitrios.
Yeah, absolutely. And Dimitrios, who's like Federer Jr.
Yeah.
If you watch him play, it's like watching a mirror image in a way, except on all the big points, Roger just has a way, and he's intimidating. I love him. I mean, I'd love to see him win another Wimbledon.
I think everyone would, right? He's trying to go for the Grand Slam record.
This would be nine, wouldn't it?
This would be number eight for Wimbledon.
Eight Wimbledon.
Yes.
Okay. Which
would give him most all-time men's. Martina has nine for the women's side.
Okay.
How many did Borg have?
Borg had five French and five
Wimbledon.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, Roger's for the ages.
Unbelievable.
He is the GOAT, bar none.
Yeah, greatest of all time.
Yes. Better than Joker?
No, is that McEnroe's son that's announcing with him?
No, his brother.
That's his brother?
Patrick, yeah.
Hey, don't worry, we'll get one of these relatives right eventually.
Yeah, right. Yeah. No, that's Patrick and... He was a player too.
Not
on the level of McEnroe.
Not even close.
Has McEnroe been saying a lot of stupid things lately? What's up?
No, but listen, I completely agree.
How about his comment about Venus?
Venus, and then he said Serena?
I mean, Serena, yeah, thank
then
you.
He said something about Djokovic the other day, too.
He said basically Joker's having some issues in his personal life. Unless he has something to substantiate, I don't think that's a comment that should have necessarily been made. Yeah.
Who doesn't have issues in their personal life?
You know what the rumors are.
Well, I don't.
Oh, I don't even know if I should talk about this.
Apparently
he had an affair with a female ATP player on the women's tour.
Oh, my God. Next thing you're going to tell me, water's wet. I mean, come on.
Yeah, where do you get your sources?
I won't mention her name, but she's a lovely girl from Montreal. And she's a great player.
Jeannie Bouchard.
Correct.
Oh, wow. Well,
you heard it here first.
Way to go, Joker.
Jeffrey with a G. My
people on the inside are giving me the
information. You know what? Then John McEnroe is probably correct because he's well tied in with this stuff. I tend to believe him because the guy has had a precipitous drop off from after he won the French Open.
Sure has.
It makes sense.
Yeah, he seemed like he was going to be unbeatable for the next 3-4 years.
If you were sleeping on the couch for 6 months, you wouldn't be on top of your game either.
No, but Clint makes a great point. I really thought Joker was playing at a level and Rafa and Federer were not, that I thought he was going to literally sweep the Grand Slam this year.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll see. I mean, he's a great player. I like him, Djokovic. Yeah,
me too.
He's not as likable as Rafa.
He's not.
Or Roger. But he's a great player.
When you see him on the court, though, he's an absolute machine.
Yeah.
Oh. He's so dialed in.
Great terminology. I agree.
He's like a robot. I call him like.
And I think that's
Terminator.
Part of the problem. We love the human thing of McEnroe screaming and yelling and and Rafa pulling his pants up or whatever that.
But you know what? It was very much like that was Sampras.
Yeah.
All business.
Yeah. All business. Absolutely. And he was popular. So I don't know.
What happened to Pete?
About.
Also one of the.
Pete married a smoke show and is living a nice life.
He married a smoke show.
Bridget Wilson.
Hotter than Roddick's wife.
Well, in my opinion, yes, because, to me, Bridget Wilson is absolutely beautiful. She was like Miss Oregon or something, and she was an actress.
Brooklyn Decker's not too bad.
Yeah. I'm not saying she's bad, but listen, when you're splitting atoms here, if I tell you want a Ferrari, you want a Lambo, you're going to ride in either one, right?
That's a good point.
I want the Rolly. Anyway, there's a couple more games besides Warriors and Cavaliers tonight. Clippers are playing the Bucks, and Lakers are playing the Kings, all at Thomas and Mack. You could probably go online and get tickets, but you could probably go up and right up to the window and buy tickets.
Yeah.
And walk in tonight. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on KBED, 920 AM, NBC Sports. We're going to take our first commercial break. Stay right where you are.
Don't laugh on the phone like you used to.
out of the Scott Becker Vegas Nonstop on a warm and humid Monday afternoon in Las Vegas. I don't know. Jeffrey with a G. Line one, go ahead.
You are so entertaining just to watch and listen to.
Thank you so much.
Oh, wow.
Thank you so much. Sucking up will get you everywhere. I want to welcome our new sponsors, Windows Plus. With summer here, it's time to think about new windows and glass doors. To insulate your home or business, Windows Plus has the newest technology to make your home cleaner, quieter, and look fantastic. For a free estimate, visit Windows Plus, 5225 South Valley View at the corner of Alibaba, just south of Tropicana. You can give them a call, 702-450-2275. 450-2275. We've talked about this before with this blazing, blistering heat. Somebody told me one time to put some tinfoil in the window to reflect the sun away, and it shattered and cracked all the window. It could just crack the glass.
Well, they have those things that we all...
In the car, yeah. But it put it in your house, and it's
in your house for
10 hours, it just cracked the window because it was hot.
I played tennis yesterday for the first time this summer.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I know.
Bob Randall?
Yeah, with Bob.
Why?
Why? Because I missed hitting the ball, and I'm watching Wimbledon, you know what I'm saying? And she's like, I can do that. Then you go out there,
I could do that.
But anyway, it wasn't too horrible. But like today.
What time of day did you play?
We played at about 2 o'clock.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you know the thing people don't realize out here? I love this heat. I never complain about it because I always say you never have to shovel heat.
Right.
And one of the things is that people don't realize our temperature is strictly dictated by the sun. I was in the pool yesterday. The sun
People
goes,
don't realize that?
No, what I'm saying is like in other parts of the country, due to the humidity, it stays warm. Here, as soon as the sun goes down, it is so pleasant. It drops absolutely.
I don't know
You're
how
right.
pleasant. I don't know how
Are
pleasant.
Are you kidding me?
No, it's true. Going out at night is
it's
definitely
a little, it's better.
That's when you put the top down.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's when I see people with the top down all the time at 9, 10 o'clock at night. Absolutely.
Yeah. Anyway, Windows Plus. For your glass window needs for either business or your home.
The last day of sponsors.
Freight Connection is offering $50 off your shipment when you mention Vegas Nonstop. For all your large freight shipping, call Freight Connection at 310-375-7366. 375-7366. Speaking of California, it reminds me, our friend Bob Anderson is going to... Are you going?
He called. I can't. I'm working.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's the middle of the week.
He called me just on my way here.
Yeah, he's going to be performing in Los Angeles for a PBS taping. For those of you that saw Bob's do his Frank the Man, the music.
Unbelievable.
I always messed up the name of the show. But 32-piece orchestra. It's going to be fantastic.
I'm so proud of him. He's been working so hard to get this done, and he's actually getting it done. Anytime anybody gets anything done, you know what I mean? We all have our ideas and our things, and we go for them. But Bob's got it done, man. I'm so proud.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to be able to go. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
The 18th
it's Wednesday,
and 19th.
Right?
Yeah, the 18th and 19th of July. I don't remember the name of the theater, but you can probably go to bobanderson.com.
The 18th and 19th of July.
18th and 19th of July. It's just the 19th. The 18th rehearsal. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just the 19th. I'm going for the
Jonathan
rehearsal.
Jonathan gets very easily confused by
I get
dates.
Very easily confused. The Metropolitan Gallery of Las Vegas Art Museum, where we're doing our Friday podcast at Neonopolis, has a very cool exhibit of the art of Cirque du Soleil employees. That's Wednesdays through Saturdays, and it's free on Saturdays from noon to 5. I want to thank Chef Benny Velasquez.
Velasquez. You got to work on your Boricua, my
Velasquez
friend.
Velasquez at Couscous Cafe at Neapolis, getting great reviews. Food's dynamite, delicious.
I got to tell you, man, his food was outrageous. Really
that
thoughtful, creative. I love the falafel with the pickled onions.
Where is it?
Neapolis downtown.
Did you say falafel?
Yeah.
Yes. I need the address ASAP.
Right?
Oh,
I said to him, I don't know where in town you can get falafel. In New York.
Everywhere.
You come out of the bars, everyone's getting falafel.
Absolutely.
We've got our friend Nina Madonia is a foodie in studio today.
Oh,
shout
great.
Out to Nina and
Hi,
Ryan.
Nina. Riley.
Riley.
Oh, my God.
Is that Lisa with an R?
Couscous, we talked about couscous. What other restaurants did we need to plug?
I'm not sure.
Over the weekend, I forgot where else. Herringbone, always. You were at Herringbone over the weekend.
For sure.
We still have to bring Clint. Oh, Royal India. I wanted to tie one. Have you been to Royal India?
I have not. I usually go to the one place up off of Paradise.
Well, Royal India is at the Rio. Large wine selection. They're building a new wine room. Very, very good. They've got a lunch buffet.
I've heard very good things. The only thing is I've been there twice, and I've gone so late. They were closed both times because I went at like 11 p.m. and 10:45.
Yeah, shout out to Robbie over at Royal India. Great. Also, check out the new Nerd Nightclub in Neapolis, offering Comic-Con-type costumes, free bowling. That's at the Nerd, and I understand on the weekend they just packed the place on Saturday. So
everyone wants to be at the Nerd.
Everyone wants to be a nerd.
Everyone is a nerd. So I think we're going to start putting together some bowling nights.
I'd love that.
Yeah, that's going
to
be fun.
I was in, not to name drop, but I was in Vail last weekend, and they took me to this new bowling alley in Vail.
Really?
Yeah. We didn't go there to bowl. The people who live there or part-time live there said, you have to see this. The walls are floor-to-ceiling video screens with, half of them are videos and games and sports, like bigger than you've ever seen them. The bowling alleys, actually alleys themselves are like kind of, they look like water. They're kind of
wow.
blue, and you throw the ball. It looks like you're throwing the ball into infinity. It's really,
I would love to
it's
see
really
that.
Amazing.
Like Top Golf for bowling?
Yeah.
How cool would that be?
I feel like I can't afford the rental shoes there.
Yeah, exactly.
At Top Golf?
I think you're right.
Yeah. At Top Golf?
No, at the place in Vail.
And you were in New York with Kelly, weren't you?
I was.
Or New Jersey or upstate New York?
We were in Buffalo, and then I was in Aspen, and then we were in Vail, and this weekend I go back to Aspen.
To perform.
I did an amazing show with the Count Basie band, Andra Day.
Wow.
Didi,
beautiful.
Andra Day is gorgeous and a great singer. Anyway, and it was to Ella Fitzgerald's 100th birthday.
Oh wow!
It was to celebrate Ella's 100th birthday. That was last weekend or whatever. And then this weekend I'm going back up there Saturday night to do my own show in the Aspen Jazz Festival.
So. Clint, do you ever need anyone to pick up your dry cleaning in Aspen or anything?
I'm available. I know what you mean. No, my
Aspen's amazing.
I got to take Kel, my wife, on this one, and she loved it too.
And
it was fabulous.
And Kelly's tonight at the Bootlegger.
Kelly's at the Bootlegger tonight. The Bootlegger. She starts at whenever she wants. She starts at 9.
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
And it goes until
until whenever she stops.
Great pizza there.
Yeah, it's a lot of
pizza
fun.
I'm always amazed how many locals have not been to the Bootlegger. It's a great place.
It's a great hang.
Yeah. Tremendous.
One of the things I appreciate with you guys is I know Clint's a legend in this town, but Jonathan or Jeff, whenever you guys recommend something, I love it because I'm not a big food guy.
Yeah.
But you
love good food.
Yeah. And whenever I've got recommendations from you guys, they've been spot on. It's unbelievable.
Thank you.
Oh, well, then I'll have to start listening. Because I just let it go in one ear and out the other. Let's talk about for a second about the Golden Nugget. Can we talk about that for a sec? I know you mentioned it.
Yeah. And I heard I missed a really good show on Thursday.
Great night. Was it Thursday?
Well, Frankie Marino's show.
Frankie, after his show.
Yeah, I heard that it was a great.
We did a great hang.
Party
it was,
after.
It was
actually,
Earl,
Ken,
and me and,
Ken Henderson.
Ken Henderson, yeah. So I'm there on Tuesday and Wednesdays. Frankie's there on Thursday and Saturday. And it's that live music, intimate, not a room where you're sitting 5 miles away from the act. You're right up there. And the greatest crowds maybe I've ever, in terms of enthusiasm.
Better than Miami Beach.
Better than Miami where they go, is it over?
The Miami Beach audience is the best audience in the world.
Here's my favorite. Miami story. Oh. I was performing and I had one year and I had Kelly go with me on this little tour and she was I'd introduce her in the middle of the show and I do my silly intro and blah 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 blah. She came to shop, ha ha. And I also talked at the time about my granddaughter Asia. So after the show one night, Kelly finishes and I finishes and we're signing autographs and a lady comes up to Kelly and goes, so. You have a nice figure, and you sing beautiful, and I like your hair. Tell me, when he talked about his granddaughter, are you the mother of the granddaughter? And Kelly says, well, actually, and the woman, without missing a beat, turns to her friend and says, I told you, second wife. True story.
And I haven't heard Asia sing probably since the last Christmas show.
Well, she's going to the Academy, Las Vegas Academy, as a voice major.
Well, I remember.
I know. Now she's, it's real.
How old is she now?
She's 14.
Wow. Yeah.
We did enough Christmas shows where Asia would come out.
And at first it was nervous. Then the second year it was, where's my dressing room? Third year. I'm doing
where's my hair and makeup people?
Yeah, excited,
next, it's Grandpa. Leave me alone.
Leave me alone. I'm going on stage. She's really something, and she's going to the Las Vegas Academy as a voice major.
Unbelievable.
In the fall. So I'm
how proud of a grandfather
I
you?
Am, and no pushing from me. None.
That's it. You know what? I give you a lot of credit. Because the success that you've had, I see a lot of people, regardless of the industry, sometimes try and force their children or grandchildren into that. And for you to allow them to pursue it on their own, I give you a lot of credit.
I don't think it works.
I really don't think it works. I'm with you, but that doesn't mean it precludes people from doing it.
Right. So anyway, I'm proud of her.
Good
She's
for her.
Great.
Yeah.
So Golden Nugget, Tuesday, Wednesdays, 8 o'clock. It's that old Vegas kind of a vibe.
Anything can happen. We change the show almost every night.
That's so cool.
And my band's fabulous. So, it's fun.
That thing, what's your guitar player? What's your guitar player's name? What's your guitar player's name?
Trying to get Jeffrey with a G to come.
Yeah, he says well, every so time everybody I see else.
Him, come. Yeah, right.
Wow. Wow.
And
Pablo, I thought we'd save that for the Friday
we'll
show.
Be right back after this commercial message. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on KBET 920 NBC Sports Radio.
No six-string smash left in 84. You know I'm dressed like I'm mourning each noon and night. I just keep my head down, way out of sight.
Yeah, thank you for stopping Sports Radio. I just woke Clint up. He was taking his afternoon nap.
I didn't know if you were jumping or you almost fell off your chair.
That was a band called the Blackjacks.
Underground band from Boston.
Another one. So anyway, the Home Run Derby is on tonight at 5 o'clock on ESPN.
Yeah, this should be a really good one, man. I mean, there's a lot of hype about this.
We've got Mike Bryan on line one.
Fantastic.
Michael!
Hey, I had a quickie, man.
Has nothing wrong with a quickie, my friend.
Coach Bryan, how are you, sir?
I'm good, man. How's it going over there?
We're good. We've got Clint Holmes in studio as well.
Hey, I can't hear you because I have...
The singer?
Yeah, the singer. Is there another Clint Holmes that you know of?
Everybody knows Clint Holmes.
How you doing, man? Great to meet you, even over the phone.
Yeah, well, nice to meet you and talk to you. Yeah,
thank
everybody
you.
Knows you, man. You can sing, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Are you in Miami, Mike?
No. I Chris didn't get in. I just found out the Dodgers hired people 24/7 around the clock in 8-hour shifts, and they were on computers all day long voting. So that's tough to get by that, you know.
Oh, man.
Sounds a little rigged to me, don't you think?
Yeah, you know how they are in California with their voting process. And it's not any different in Chicago because I guess dead people vote in Chicago. So.
Early and often. That's
right.
The Chicago slogan, vote early and often. So how's Chris doing?
Chris is in a way better frame of mind now, definitely. I talked to him. I was out there for 4 days. I watched him go 1-3, unfortunately. But Chris got his head back together and had a real good game the other day. And his swing's, I spent a lot of time with him, man. We talked, getting his swing back on plane. And he's home here in Vegas, so I'm going to get a few more days to work with him, too. He's going to be ready to go in the second half. And, you know, unfortunately, I think the fate of this team in a funny way is falling square on the shoulders of my kid at such a young age. You know, it seems like he's going to have to hit for them to win. And I mean, he's hitting, but he's going to have to do more, it seems.
Mike, I've been watching the team all year, Mike. It seems it's a lot more than just Chris. Obviously, Schwarber was sent down, and yesterday I watched John Lester didn't make it through the first inning for the first time in his career. It sounds like this is running throughout the whole team on both sides of the pitching and hitting.
And does it seem to me they miss Fowler, too?
I agree.
They definitely miss Fowler. There's no doubt about that. They just felt it was a business decision. You know, he was 31 years old, and they didn't want to give him 5 years, and... I would have done it. The guy's in great shape, but, you know, we're all armchair managers at one point in our career. So, I think it's when we pitch good, we don't hit. When we hit good, we don't pitch. It's just kind of weird. I think it's more of a baseball god thing looking down on us and say, well, you know what, you've had enough, so we need to kind of bump you back down a little bit and we'll let you back up in a little while.
I haven't had enough yet.
Exactly. Exactly. No, I totally agree with you. And it always seems like they're playing from behind, Mike, right out of the gate, like second, third inning. They're already three runs down by the third inning, and they're always fighting their way back in.
Yeah, the first innings, if you notice, everybody's been scoring against us in the first inning for some time now. And it's kind of frustrating sitting there watching it. And what can you do, man? The game. You know, you can't force anything. I mean, you can just you just go out there and play. You do your best, and you just hope that, something works out where you get that big inning that puts you back in contention, you know?
Absolutely. Well, the good news is that there's still a lot of the season left to play. Schwarber's back up with the club now. I got a feeling that Maddon's going to figure out a way to get these guys going as a unit, both pitching and hitting, and they should go on a run sometime in July and August.
Well, like I said, there's nothing like a 10-game winning streak to cure all what ails you,
Absolutely, absolutely.
And I think that's going to happen. There's no doubt. These guys they're good athletes. They're good players. They're competitors. So I think there's a lot of good things in store in the second half. Let's just hope it's enough,
And I think what they got going for them is last year they know how to win. So they have that mentality in their heads. As you know, winning is so psychological, and they know they can get over the hump. Has Chris indicated what kind of an atmosphere there's going on in the locker room? Like, guys are still pretty upbeat?
Yeah, they're not, Chris says they're not down. There's a little frustration setting in right now. But, they like each other. They're supporting each other and they're picking each other up best as they can right now. A lot of injuries too, So they're trying to get through all that.
Listen, the other good news is that they're in the NL Central and catching Milwaukee doesn't seem too daunting.
Yes. Oh, no, I don't think so. Milwaukee's a good team. They're way better than they were last year, no doubt. But, this is the major leagues. I mean, it works both ways. You got good players, and bad things happen to good players, and like it's happening to us right now, it can turn around in a heartbeat, and it happens to anybody at any given time.
What about
forget we went 5-15 last year. Just before the All-Star break.
I don't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
That's all right. We were just so far ahead of the curve that it didn't hurt us as much.
Right.
But
Is there any talk about David Ross coming back as a coach? I mean, because
always talk about Rossi coming back. He's too busy dancing with beautiful women and writing books right now.
Okay. Because he was a lot of the spirit of that club, too. I mean, he seemed to be, a real force as a personality as well as a player last year.
Yes. No, they missed that part, right? No doubt. Chris misses Rossi and Rossi is a big, big part. It was a big part of the success of that team, and everyone will tell you that. So yeah, if he came back as a coach, it'd be wonderful. But I don't think David's ready to do it. He's got some young kids, and they're going into school. So he needs to spend some time with them.
Mike, real quick before we go into your thoughts on tonight's home run derby, the good news is the Red Sox are in first place, my friend.
Yeah, better. Yeah, the Yankees. I'm tired of the Yankees already. I'm tired of Judge. But, it's great. He's doing wonderful. But, that glass slipper just shrunk from a size 22 down to a 6. It's not going to fit pretty soon. And he's going to have to deal with, it's inevitable. Okay, it's imminent. He's going to have to deal with this 1-for-23 and the 6-for-34s. And, he's a great kid, though, from what I hear. He'll be able to deal with it. But you just can't. If he keeps up that pace, he's going to hit 92 home runs. Come on.
He's been very impressive the first half of the year, clearly. Even with his batting average, a few stolen bases, RBIs, the kid's crushing it. What are your thoughts on tonight?
You know what? I'm turning it off for 4 days. I'm sorry, man. I'll lying to you. Okay, I'll probably turn it off. But I'm like, I thought there was a snub there with Chris, and they're looking at his numbers, and they have no idea, this has been, Chris's numbers have been depressed largely because of, there's a lot of circumstances there where he's let off 58 times this year, let off an inning 58 times. He's been up 36 less times than Arenado in terms, for RBI production with guys on base. And there's just a lot of stuff, that you don't look below the surface. If you don't look below the surface, you won't see it. But Chris deserved to be in the All-Star team, and that's kind of an upsetting for the Cubs fans and myself and Chris. But we're past it. I mean, I know Jake Lamb did well, but, look, Chris's numbers were right there with him, and he should be an All-Star. But, water under the bridge. There's been a lot of competition over there this year.
as
you know,
a batting,
at the corners.
As a batting coach, Mike, what's your take on Aaron Judge?
Oh, he's, for a big guy, he's got incredible plate discipline. He controls all the moving body parts for a man that big better than anybody. You know, maybe, you know, like Chris, you know, they're both big guys. He dwarfed Chris, by the way, when he stood at third base that day when the Yankees played the Cubs. Judge is, like, way bigger than Chris. But to see that, you know, hit to him have the success that he's had early, you know, I'm kind of not surprised after I've seen him, you know, hit a few times. He's really under control, you know, and I'm not surprised that he's doing what he's doing. But I'm also jealous.
I can hear it in your voice. I don't blame you.
Well, we know you're slammed. We appreciate you taking a few minutes out of your day. You're always welcome to come into the studio, and we'll be watching and rooting for the Cubs the rest of the season. And I want to thank you. Thank you again.
Thanks,
Mike.
Hey,
Brian.
Nice meeting you, Clint.
Great to meet you.
Thank you, man.
And I'll be over there one day, man.
Thank you.
Thanks,
great,
Mike.
Great to meet you, Mike.
All right, guys.
Go, Cubs, go! You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on KBAT 920 AM, NBC Sports Radio. We're going to take our last commercial break. Stay right where you is.
Once I had my heroes, once I had my dream, but all of that is
nonstop. Welcome to Obscure Monday, where we're playing obscure songs you've never heard of. Picked out by Bobby, our board operator, and Nina's coming back in. Okay, so Home Run Derby's tonight.
It is.
And starts 5 o'clock on ESPN, which really stands for nothing. We found out throughout the years ESPN stands for nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
Entertainment and like Sports Network.
Well, not according to Johnny Sack.
True.
He says it doesn't stand for anything. Anyway, I want to thank our sponsor again, Windows Plus. If you're looking for new windows and want to save on some energy bills, give them a call. 702-450-2275, Windows Plus. 5225 South Valley View at the corner of Alibaba, just south of Tropicana. That's 702-450-2275. 450-2275, Windows Plus, the number one window and glass door provider in Las Vegas. Okay, so we've got the Home Run Derby at 5 o'clock tonight.
We do.
Giancarlo Stanton, you want to run it down?
Yeah, sure. Stanton is the reigning Home Run Derby champ, and he's coming home tonight as the number one seed playing in his home stadium.
Should be the number one seed.
He should be. He's an absolute monster. The guy's a beast, and he's playing in a stadium where he plays 81 of his 162 games, so he knows it very well. But obviously everyone's talking about Aaron Judge. But I'm going to give you a couple of dark horses.
Why do they have it like this? So like
Justin. So this is a relatively new format where they're now seeding the players 1 through 8. So in round one, Sanchez will go up against Stanton because Sanchez is the 8 seed and Giancarlo is the 1 seed. So 1 will play 8, 2 will play 7. 3 will play 6, and 4 will play 5, and then they move on from there. They have 4 minutes to hit as many home runs as possible.
Hmm. Do they pick the pitchers?
The batters do pick the pitchers, okay. And often it's their dad, their brother, or someone they're very familiar with, like their pitching coach or someone that they know. So okay. I believe Aaron Judge is bringing his dad out tonight to pitch him, which is always great. I remember Robbie Cano won the Home Run Derby a few years ago. His dad was pitching to him. It's nice to see. It's what baseball is all about.
Yeah, it really is more than any sport, I think.
Yeah, it is. Well,
but
you
know. All of these guys up here literally could win tonight. These guys are all monsters, and they're having great years. No one's talking about Charlie Blackmon, the third baseman from the Colorado Rockies. This kid's a beast, man. He hits balls all day long.
Well, I like that you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them. At 12-1 odds.
Exactly. So you'll have how many times will we be listening to Boomer say that tonight?
All right.
It is I.
Bobby's playing with the sound effects again. So yeah, you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 guys at 12-1.
This is one of the years that it's interesting. Home run derby, whatever we're calling it, right?
Home run derby.
For a while, didn't watch even.
I don't blame you. Yeah. It got boring.
Yeah, right? This new format and these guys, you know, it's kind of a continuation of the fact that baseball has so many young, exciting players.
Exactly. And then let's not forget the kid from the Dodgers, Bellinger.
Yeah.
Who has 20?
That's my man.
24 home runs, and he missed almost the entire first month before they called him up. I mean, this kid launches balls. And I was just talking to Clint off air.
About launching balls?
No, about the size of these guys. These guys are all monsters. I mean, obviously, Judge is 6'8", 280. But that,
yeah.
I like Miguel Sano, who's like 6'5", 260. Justin Bour, also from Miami, also playing at home tonight. He's like 6'5", 260. These guys are huge. Huge.
Well, yeah, gotten bigger, gotten better, man.
Let's talk a little bit about the McGregor and
I'm singing the national anthem at that fight. Did you?
No,
know
you're
that?
Not.
Are you really?
No.
No, you hate singing the national anthem. That's why I didn't believe the story.
I would sing it if for a good seat.
and you know what I was thinking about when we went to break, but I brought up your guitar player. When you do Nature Boy,
thanks, man.
That's a killer. That's to me was. Worth the price of admission.
Nature Boy?
Yeah. It's
Nat King Cole.
There was a boy, very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far. You don't know that song?
I do.
Oh, my God. No.
He listens to the hippity-hoppity stuff.
Yeah, okay. It's great.
He likes the hippity.
It's a classic song.
Yeah.
Translation, it's an old song.
You know, and I saw Baz over the weekend again.
That's one of the themes.
The music of Baz Luhrmann. And what I didn't know is that there was this commencement speech like in the 70s, and it was Baz Luhrmann that did this always wear sunscreen. And it's like a real famous, but it was Baz that did that piece. Because if you Google Baz, that piece comes up.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The name of the song is Always Wear Sunscreen?
Always Wear Sunscreen.
So, John, who are you picking tonight for the Home Run Derby?
I got to go Judge.
Really?
Yeah, I got to go there and Judge. Doesn't pay that much, so
you're
I'm probably
going
not
Stanton
I'm
to going repeat. Stanton. He'll be the first player to repeat since Ken Griffey Jr.
He's home. He understands the pressure and how relaxed you have to stay to keep the groove going. I think.
And that's why I don't like Judge, because it's his first time there, or a Bellinger time there. And I don't know if he's adjusted yet to the time change coming over from the West Coast, Bellinger. But I'm going to go with Miguel Sano. From Minnesota.
Oh.
I like this kid.
Minnesota.
This kid's a big, strong kid, and even when he misses the ball, he can still knock him out, even if he doesn't hit it square on.
I don't believe if he misses the ball, he can knock it out.
No, he didn't mean it.
If he doesn't hit it square.
That was a trick question, wasn't it?
Somewhat, yes.
So have you talked extensively about the McGregor-Mayweather fight?
Extensively as we can in the next 2 minutes.
What I find interesting that you're holding this, I see the line here. Mayweather is now down to 7-1. Which is unbelievable.
And I like the draw bet, as usual, at 40-1 on a tie.
I can't see it being a tie.
Every boxing person I know thinks that McGregor doesn't even stand a chance.
A puncher's chance.
Yeah, nobody
my
thinks
bet,
so.
My bet for the night is under 9.5 rounds. Because I think either McGregor's going to catch Mayweather.
Yeah, a puncher's chance. Yeah.
Or stamina-wise, remember, McGregor's not used to going 8, 9, 10 rounds with a conditioned boxer like Mayweather.
Who's
going to
block everything and move.
And not be able to hit him.
Yeah.
What are the odds that he gets so frustrated not being able to hit him, he just gives him a roundhouse kick?
I think that could happen.
And disqualified it out.
It's in his contract that if he does any MMA moves, he loses his purse.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mayweather had that put in there.
Oh, that's interesting.
That makes it more fun. Anyway, that is on August 26th, so we still have plenty of time for that.
Plenty of time.
Plenty of more baseball. Tonight, NBA Summer League, Warriors-Cavs, Clippers-Bucks, Lakers-Kings. You can still bet on all those. Tomorrow night and Wednesday night, Clint will be at the Golden Nugget on Fremont Street.
At what time?
Fun. 8 o'clock.
And I want to thank Amal Shah for coming in and joining us. Any last tips? Any betting?
No, there's nothing to bet right now.
Okay.
You know that the day before and after the All-Star game are the only 2 days on the American calendar where neither one or any of the four major sports play. Trivia for you.
The day before and the day after.
The day before and after the All-Star game.
If you see us out, certainly say hi. Buy us a cocktail. Join us on Friday at Jonathan Scott LV on the Facebook Live. Eat well, party hard.
Mike and the Mad Dog special on ESPN.
Oh,
looking forward to that.
Is that tonight?
No, it's Thursday.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm neither.
Thanks for listening, everybody.